What's the story, everybody? COB here. You all know how important we think it is to care for mental health. We've heard from so many inspiring people on this podcast who have come through tough times and battled through struggles with their mental health. But it's important to remember that your mental health isn't something that only needs attention when you're in a crisis. It's something we should all be checking in with every day. If you or someone close to you are stuck in a low mood for a while, feeling anxious, feeling stressed all the time, or struggling to get a good night's sleep, these can all be connected to your mental health. They shouldn't be something that you just accept as part of everyday life. The HSE has a great tool we can all use to check in on our mental health. It's called the My Mental Health Plan, available at yourmentalhealth.ie. And it's full of great tips and advice on how to look after your head. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan. Go Loud.
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Boxing Day.
No. Hey, don't be at that.
I wanted to see how you would react because you're a mad Republican.
He is, right? He is.
Why, like, what are you basing that
on? You have yoke. Bobby Sands tattooed on your chest.
That is not true.
Oh, it's great the way you can just do that, isn't it? You're wearing two earrings and a nose ring.
You can't say it's defamation, though.
Put yourself on camera and you heard the defend yourself.
Do you know what this is like? This is like a reverse game of Guess Who.
Yeah.
Because by you saying that you don't have all these features, you're narrowing it down to what you do look like. Week.
He's long blonde hair.
He looks like Chris Hemsworth in The Force Avengers.
On, take that thumb out of your nose and we get on with this episode.
Not happy with that.
Oh, I'll dance all over you.
Because it's Stevens' Day, yeah? Uh-huh. I wanted to have a good Christmas, but we got a bit of news before we recorded this episode that we might have big news in the new year. So I'm just putting that out there.
I've heard two big news, news stories coming in.
So I'm just leaving that there. Make of that what you will, and we'll move on. Any questions on?
So Ian and Harold's Cross.
That is the worst introduction to a question.
I remember the thing.
Go on.
About the mill.
What was it?
It's not about the mill. If you had the option, right, to go and travel through space.
What's wrong with Ian and Harold's Cross?
I'll ring him back. Tell him to hold the line for a second.
Put him on hold. You've been placed on hold.
Get back to Ian. If you could had the option to travel through space and everywhere and all, but you're never allowed to come back, would you do it?
I wouldn't.
Can I report back?
No, you're not. I know this one. You're never allowed to come back. Yeah. That's
I can't even send messages back.
No, you're not
see,
never allowed to come back.
I'd like it if I could report back as well. I'd do it if I could report.
If you could report back, then you can...
Imagine me ringing on. I'm on Jupiter, bro. There's gold everywhere. There's gold all over.
I'm on Jupiter, Terence. That's Rat Mines. Yeah. It's the cathedral in Rat Mines. You've never been that far over the south side before.
Like, imagine you can ring back.
It's like Interstellar. Did you ever see Interstellar?
Yeah.
Did you see it? What do you think of that? Why did you not say something then?
The room at the end.
Yeah.
He can see himself.
Yeah.
Ah, boys.
Round the whole film for me, that did.
It fucked me up a little bit.
Because it contradicts the film then. That means he sends himself through space.
Yeah.
All right, look, the maths question was confusing enough. That's yeah.
But that's in Interstellar, though, where he gets the videos of his kids, and every time he gets the videos, they're older. Boys, it's heartbreaking. Do you know that one's like, here's his kid's dad, hi, blah, blah, blah. And then it's his son as a fucking grown man with his kids then. And you're like, whoa. And he's sobbing, crying, watching it and all. It's tough.
Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah, I'll probably do it if I can bring back.
But
then again, I don't know. I'm not completed.
What if you can't, right, you can't call your family or friends, but you can call back to, say, NASA. And just to report back what you've seen. Because then it's not just about you getting the adventure, but like for the good of humanity. You alone have this chance to go out there and see everything and let us know what's out there.
But see, the way I always talk to you about, like, the upper hand, like how I get the ass trying to show you on that, I'd be like, look, lads, I'm on Blade and Jupiter here. Yeah. Bring me ma and me brothers in, or I'm not telling you what I'm looking at. And then they're all in. I'm like, what's the crack? Everybody's getting on. I'll have a yap. And then I go,
it's
yeah,
fucking dirt in there. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll ring his back in a few. Yeah. Made now of the Saturn.
Saturn.
Yeah.
Best one, yeah. Saturn.
Yeah. Saturn. That's where I'm going after you.
And Nissan Saturn.
Looking at the Saturn, looking at Saturn from the telescope, my friend. Right?
Yeah. Come on, that's just the plot of Interstellar. It really is. It's the plot of Interstellar.
Yeah.
You have to leave your family and you're never coming back, but it's for the good of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the owner. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I wouldn't do it.
Give me another 10, 5, yeah.
And think about it.
Mm.
Give me 5 more, yeah.
Ian from Harold's Cross.
Yeah, let's get back to Ian.
That's a bad name and it's a bad part of the world.
Okay. Ian says, lads, you were talking about the Christmas dinner recently.
Yeah.
He says, my favourite Christmas meal is the Stephen's Day leftovers meal.
Oh, it's a good show.
Yep. He says, what's your favourite Christmas leftover? And how long would you keep eating reheated turkey, ham and stuffing before you get sick of it?
Ah, and into the new year.
Mm. Do you know where the Stephen's Day leftover thing didn't last long in my gaff growing up? You got the about Stephen's Day and that was it. 27th, psh, you were back to ordering Ruby Murray's, like, that was it.
Yeah.
Then since I found the Kulchima, they really know how to do it proper. Like, they go out on the piss all day in the 26th, 27th, 28th, and every time they come home,
talky sambos.
Yeah, preparing them for you. Yeah. You go home for a little strategical sambo and back out, refuel, yeah. Off you go. So, yeah.
If I had me on my dragon into the new year.
If you have enough food, dragon into the new year, yeah.
There's not a point where 2 weeks in, you're like, let's go back to
it. You can't be Tony Hanna.
You're the mega gangster, fill him out. Yeah. Blah.
You just start rationing then.
Remember I went to Christmas last year, I had a smoke when I got a tilt out. And I had dry soccer.
Mm, yeah.
I sat in my apartment, right, on my own, Christmas night, in the dark, in a bundle, because that dentist told me not to have a smoke, and I did it. Ruined Christmas for myself, I did.
Self-inflicted, like.
Oh, no, that's one of the few previous fucking mishaps I'm at having with the health. That's one that I blame myself on. Why did I have that smoke on?
He asked you.
I can't answer that.
So, sorry. He goes, why did I have that smoke on? And now looked at me. I'm not on. He asked you.
Well, yeah. There's no answer.
Yeah. Around Christmas last year.
I'm on board with, do you remember we had that question, if you could take one thing out of Christmas dinner?
Mm.
We were never told, would you substitute something in the Christmas dinner? I think that's a good show.
Well, I was saying that, yeah. I was saying, I take turkey out if I can put something, another meat in.
Yeah. I heard actually, you said you have a problem. We're getting a bit of stick over Yorkshire puddings. Yorkshire puddings are middle class.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that to me.
Yorkshire puddings, boys, are out. They're only £2 in Iceland, bro.
They're the most peasant thing on a dinner you can get.
Yeah, boy.
It's literally a puff of pastry on.
Oh,
and you're getting called middle class for that.
Wouldn't you love a big king size one just sleeping?
I've seen.
And take a bite out.
I've seen videos, boys. I've seen videos of people getting them under the bowl. The whole bowl is a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, boys.
That's the dream. That's what we should be saving.
Because on the Yorkshire puddings we get of Iceland, yeah, you know, they got a little scoop of bleeding mushy peas and bit of in it. And you'll be lucky to get a little lick of turkey in it.
The second it touches a bit of moisture, it disintegrates as well.
What is that magic though?
That's the thing with the. So remember I was saying my ma's putting all the food out on the table?
Mm.
There's like one Yorkshire pudding per person, and you might get the odd one. So there might be 9 in a packet and 8 people for dinner. Do you know what I mean? You're like, who's getting that extra Yorkshire pudding?
Under Section 47 of the Slave Aids Act into the back pocket.
I think it's a dominance thing. You take that, you know you're the top dog. Top dog gets 2 Yorkshire puddings out of dinner.
Mm-hmm. How big would you say the world's biggest ever Yorkshire pudding was?
Oh,
not big enough.
Jealous anyways. The size of a mop bucket.
Not big enough is what I'd say. No, a bat, a jacuzzi. You could have a jacuzzi in it.
I'll start you off with this. The ingredients included 162 kilos of flour.
Fucking hell, it's a lot.
109 kilos of eggs. That's 1,500 eggs. 129 litres of milk. 145 litres of water. 10 kilos of salt. And a full tub of seasoning.
Boys, you're feeding a football team on that.
Same size as a Range Rover.
Bigger.
Bigger again? A Dublin bus?
Maybe.
You're feeding a football team on that after training. Hungry football teams getting fed on that.
It was 46.46 metres squared, which is about as
squared.
Big, about as big as 12 king-size beds.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I reckon I could do that on my own.
And what are you doing with it on?
It was made by the members of the Skipton Round Table in Skipton, North Yorkshire in 1996. They still hold the world record.
But like, what did they do with it? Did he eat it?
I imagine so, yeah.
Yorkshire pudding, they're unreal. You're not a fan of them,
I like them. They're just, I just consider them very British food.
Well, because their name is Yorkshire, obviously.
Bobby Sands on the chin. Isn't it?
No.
Come here. The top tier, they're irreplaceable in it, innit? You can't act the bollocks with them. They're like, they're the Galaxy Caramel in Celebrations, is Yorkshire pudding to your dinner.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Fuck Celebrations.
Fuck you. Yorkshire pudding, roast potato.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Right.
If you have a conflict, settle it.
Put the hands up, go. Oh, God, I wouldn't be having it. I'd let the hands go immediately faster now. Quicker than you think I'd let the hands go if that happened to me.
Come here. Do you remember you got riled up because he said Toki has to go?
Like, I don't think I got riled up. I think I got very reasonably, understandably bemused by the idea of dropping turkey from Christmas dinner.
That's a legal way of saying riled up.
I see what I mean when the mic goes on. That mic goes off, he's like, you little fat red cunt. You ever take turkey off at Christmas dinner again, I'll hoard you.
That didn't happen.
No, but it's a possibility.
He didn't say hoard him. He didn't say hoard him. He says you borsed him. Borsed you. But yeah, and anyways, I think Yorkshire puddings are untouchable, and so are roast potatoes.
What's your favourite box of Christmas sweets?
Celebrations, bro, obviously.
Yeah.
Wrong.
What's right?
Herlock,
Wallaby
bro.
Street.
No.
Wallaby Street?
Well, I would typically have said roses, but I don't know, this year, I was enjoying Quality Street a lot this year.
When I tell you something?
Quality Street, the only one's left with proper wrappers. Yeah, none of this air packet.
Give you that? No, I'll give you that one. That's the only thing they
I
have.
I don't even know what that means.
Quality Street still have like twisty wrappers.
Yeah.
The rest have those foil.
Oh, yeah.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
When I was sick there a while ago, Go Loud sent me out a little care package of a few nice things. Do you know what was in a Butler's? A Butler's fucking selection box thing, boys. I only opened them the other day with a cup of tea. Fuck me.
Yeah, that's
didn't know chocolate could be that nice.
That's how rolling that is, boys.
Yeah, they forked out. He was like, he's not well, look after him.
That was around the redundancies and all to get hands off the sick bed.
John McGuckin got sick today. I'll just keep making up rumors as we go. I'll be hands on your neck.
Your neck, the tattoo was moving up.
It actually suits me fine because the next time we're at a live show, people will be looking around for the fellow with tattooing his
neck. Yeah, look around for a fellow with a Mike Tyson Bobby Sands tattoo on his face.
You stand there hiding in plain sight again.
Yeah.
Dreadlocks on you.
Until all the powers get a hold of you again.
What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care. And sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the mind or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan. Do we have questions in this episode?
Yeah.
We have
another one.
Stuffed full of talkie from Christmas.
We have another one that I think is relevant to these few days after Christmas. So your neighbour calls over with a very thoughtful gift for you. This is from Chris in Newbridge. So this could be after Christmas. You know, if you ever have that with someone, gives you a present after Christmas.
No, people still give Christmas cards, bro.
Yeah, I got two.
Oh yeah, I got one yet now, but I'm just putting it out there.
I have a good idea. Amy said she was going to send Amar a Christmas card from and just make up the names. Like, here's one from John and Mary. Amar won't have a clue. Omar's one of them. If you sent that Christmas card on, she's sending you one back. Do you know what I mean? She's going out of her way. No, I won't send me one. He has to get one back. And Amy was like, I'm just going to send them from a random person.
Send that five, just leave my head scrambled. Yeah. No, not Christmas. Oh, yeah, Troy Soccer last year, she can have a headache.
I got a letter on the post the other day. Amy's ma sent us a Christmas card. I was like, what are you doing? Like,
just ring me.
Yeah. I'm going to see you on the fucking 25th anyways. Do you do Christmas cards?
I don't, but I've got Christmas cards of people who I will see on Christmas Day or on Christmas Eve or whatever. Yeah.
And you're going to be like, oh, thanks for the card.
No, it just goes unsaid.
Yeah, I'm a cunt with a card though. If you give me a card, I have to keep it. I have cards from years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a cunt for keeping cards. I'm one of them people.
Hmm. See, a sentimental young fella.
Yeah. So you know when everyone opens the card and the money falls out and they're pretending to read. Oh yeah, I'm actually reading the card, so I'm just putting it out there. And I'm also happy with the money as well if you're putting it in. Do you get me? I'm just saying that I love a card, yeah.
What was the question?
So a neighbour calls over with a very thoughtful Christmas gift for you. Given you're not that close, you've nothing to give them in return. So is it worse to be honest and give them nothing? Or B, give them a bat set that you have very obviously re-gifted and even has your name still written on it?
You can't do that.
You have to give them nothing and be like, sorry, I wasn't expecting this.
Mm.
Makes it mean more. Look, I'm actually so touched. I wasn't even expecting that. And thanks very much.
Now I'm notorious for giving out a gift.
A bat set?
Yeah. I'm notorious for that. I'm telling you.
Terence gave his board a ring that Ryan Hennessy gave him.
Yeah. There you go, love. Look, took me bleeding weeks to save up for that. I'm a cunt for that. Gave you a bottle of whiskey.
No, you didn't.
Why do you get out of line all the time? Because it doesn't even suit you. Doesn't even suit you.
Gave me.
I was there.
I took your bottle of whiskey.
I was there. I remember that.
Wait,
he didn't even say thanks.
Nothing.
He's like,
two bottles of whiskey. I think you had three bottles.
I had one bottle of whiskey and I just.
No, you'd consumed one already. Yeah. And you got another one.
You were causing trouble that night as well. We won the podcast awards and we got gifted bottles of whiskey.
2023 awards.
Yep.
I think that was the first one, was it?
2023 second awards. One. Yeah. We got bottles of whiskey and we're like, hell on, we won't drink this, we want our producer to have it. And he didn't say, you know what, lads, thanks, you could have kept that bottle of whiskey to anyone else in your lives, but we actually felt that you're part of the team as well, Owen, and to show you our appreciation, here's a bottle of whiskey. You just went, yeah, and snatched it.
You did.
Fuck off. Right, so here's what actually happened.
Can we make this a regular occurrence where once in an episode one of us gets told to fuck
right.
off?
You get up on that stage.
Wow.
And talked about how great you are.
No, that was 2022.
Nope. This was Liberty Hall.
Yeah.
And you didn't thank me or the goal out team, so I said, right, fuck them. And I went out there and there was a table with the trophies and the whiskey on it. And he went up to get the trophy and I went up and went, right, I'll take that whiskey.
I'll take that bottle of whiskey.
I mean, you two don't drink anyway, so it wasn't going to be a controversial.
This was the wrong awards.
No, you didn't get a bottle of
the
whiskey.
The fact that you think that we think when we have a mic is madness.
Yeah.
Like, no thoughts go through my head, boys. When I have a mic on a stage, the only thing is, like, don't stutter, don't fall and survive.
Don't fall, he's sitting in the seat.
Yeah. And Owen is like, look, say thanks to the cleaner, say thanks to the
cleaner.
Say thanks to this person. Say thanks
to how we on reception.
Yeah. Everyone has to get a thanks off. I'm like, Owen, I can't even think straight. I don't even know where I am.
Fairness, thanks to how we on reception. She does a stellar job.
She does.
Stellar job.
So that's what happened. Nobody wanted the whiskey. Someone had to take the whiskey. I think he'd left it behind. So you're acting the victim.
I remember Terrence handing that to you.
Oh, you handed it to you and I said, that's
like a man of a match award. Congratulations, Owen. You were the Barclays man of the match and you get the bottle of champagne. Oh, Lord. Thanks very much.
Hey, calm me the fuck off and walked off and poured a little bit and Bobby Sands tattoo on your neck.
You poured a beer out with the boys in the H block. Kept walking.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, did you drink the bottle of whiskey or did you re-gift it? Because it was in a box.
Nice little case.
Yeah. I drank that, yeah.
You drank it. Was it nice?
It wasn't bad, yeah.
Are you a whiskey connoisseur? Oh.
I like a bottle of whiskey, yeah.
I know you do. I know you're looking at you. I can see you sitting at the foyer with the little whiskey glass in your hand and the cigar in your mouth. Yeah. Tell the kids to shut up and all. Go up and go on your iPad. EastEnders is on you, mad cunts. I can see it.
It's not a mishmash of characters is in your head there.
Go up and go on your iPad.
Isn't it? Yeah.
my good name dragged through the mud on this episode.
A few jammies over the Christmas.
Ah, something nicer than Jameson.
Oh, all right.
Whoa. Shots for
little red breast fella.
Shots on the talking bollocks. Why can't we get blamed for that?
Anyone wants to tell us?
Mr. James will come in himself. The brother said the two boys come in looking for the
Jameson and Jameson to be in there.
Say, you mad? That was the two Johnnies, you mad thing, yeah.
Which one he uses his own Brennan? Doesn't know what you look like. That's Terrence, and anyways, he's getting it. Owen's sitting there typing away and all. Terrence getting a hiding behind them.
Not even looking back.
Headphones on. Sorry, it was editing stall it.
I wouldn't ratchet out. I'd point at that clearly. They'd come in looking for you. I'd point at that and I'd say, that's on. Well, I think I'm carried away. There's defamation cases all over.
Yeah. You lean back in your chair and put your feet up on the desk about 15 minutes ago and it's had a direct correlation with your attitude.
Sorry. Do you know that happens? Does that happen to you? You know when you put a suit on, you start walking proper? When I have a traction, well, I'm throwing shapes, the arms are going. When I'm in a suit, boys, I'm like, oh, I'm ready for business. And then when I lean back and stuff like that, I'm like, I get carried away, bro. Sorry. Okay. I don't know who that young fella was that was laying back there, but it wasn't me.
The next one, and probably our last one in the Christmas theme for this year. If you could design your perfect New Year's Eve, what would it be?
Party in the gaff.
Huh?
Yeah. Party in the gaff.
Ooh. If you're not sentimental with that.
I hate New Year's.
I love it, boys. New Year. I have loads of notebooks and all the gaff. I've always good intentions with the New Year now.
No, but I'm about New Year's
Eve. New Year's Eve.
All right, sorry.
The whole, like, bleeding mind around. And
but the intentions come in on New Year's Eve, don't they?
Do they?
Do they not, no? Are they? When did the intentions come in? The very first day?
Yeah.
Now, the intentions. I've never heard, like, referred to as that, the intentions.
Yeah, it's good intentions as well.
Intentions.
Oh, yeah, I always started New Year's saying, I'm being a new man this year. And do you know what? I think I've succeeded. I'm going to give myself that. Yeah.
Neil, I'm just going to take this pin out to pop that bubble, yeah? Remember where we went back 12 months ago?
What did I do? Did I do?
You said that you were going to give up smoking, Terrence.
Oh, yeah.
And I said I won't put any gunners.
What's that year ago? Hey, how dare you smoke on the country? I'm at the break in the record.
After the 3rd of January, I think.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to stop.
I go, so stop buying runners, if you stop smoking, 3rd of January, there he is there, puffing away on the phone.
Yeah, that's true, you were.
Oh, he don't give up. Oh, he's still blame Keith Barry. But if you listen back to the episodes, the intentions were there, though. Do you get me? You can hear the conviction in my voice.
Nah, haven't I? I hate New Year's when you're out, and it's like 11 o'clock, and the music stops, like, 1 hour to go! And then it's like, half an hour to go, and you're like, right, make it over. And then the countdown, and you have the kiss up board, and everyone's hugging you, and you're like, oh, this is shite, everywhere's packed.
And New Year's was late last year. We were in Sexy Dancing last year and it was late. They were doing all that and they got carried away. And they opened like big bottles of champagne and sprayed them all. You want to see all the girls and all trying to hide their face, their handbags and all. And that was the makeup. It's great crack, boys. Don't know, I'm not a great time.
Was it Jammers?
Yeah, bro.
And you can't get a taxi.
Oh, right. Don't even talk to me about that.
Where are you?
I offered, listen,
well, he
to
walk
this.
Home, so he's on my...
Oh, it's fine, it's cold.
I was on...
It is cold.
I was at North King Street, which is about... 10 minute walk from my gap, but I was in a t-shirt down. It was fucking Baltic out. And I offered a taxi driver €50, which would have been about 3 minutes drive because it was that cold. No taxi would pull in. And he said no to me.
Why?
Because he was sitting there waiting on someone on the app. He said, I can't, I'm waiting. I said, there's the 50 there, bro. Please, I'm fritting my teeth and all my clashing. And he wouldn't bring me.
It's triple tariff as well. Triple the price on New Year's.
That's probably why he said no. The fare would have been 75.
Yeah. But I hate it. Just... The whole, you can't get a taxi, it's always freezing, it's always rammed. Yeah. And I just hate the whole rigmarole of the whole, like, 10, 9, Happy New Year, and everyone's hugging.
I actually like all that, boys. Yeah, all that.
What's your party in the gaff?
Party in the gaff.
Special about it?
Finger filled. Yeah. Don't know what else, boys. What else you need for a party?
I don't know, boys.
Party in the gaff, over by 1 o'clock. I see it's all during the week, that kind of buzz. I don't know what else, like, do you know what I mean? The last few of them I haven't gone out, and I swear I didn't miss it. I used to go out all the time every New Year's.
Last year I was out in town. The year before that I was in Liverpool actually, but New Year with Martin. I've round a few New Year's. Don't know, man. Yeah, good night out, bro. That's all, yeah. That's all. Yeah, that's a new episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us in questions, dilemmas, conspiracy theories, anything you want. Send us in whatever you want.
Happy Christmas, happy same to stay.
New Year's resolutions.
Send us in New Year's resolutions that we should do as well. And if we don't do it, I don't know, we'll come up with some sort of thing.
He says this all the time, and he's the one who always breaks them.
Yep.
I know. Really believed it me last year. I can't believe that was a year ago, boys.
Yeah. So don't forget.
You don't forget.
People who've suffered, don't forget.
Send us in wherever you want, yeah? The Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out, all. Boom!
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your potential at FBT Gyms, where strength meets community. FBTGyms.ie.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care. And sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the moment or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself, because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.